How about giving a digital camera for the holidays? Before you say, boring, listen to this. There are all kinds of cameras that can do cool new things, take pictures from interesting angles. I talk about this with WTOP tech guy, Greg Stebbins.
I've encountered a couple of cameras that are unusual, and I just think they're really fun to talk about and to use. There is a bit of a camera revolution going on. A lot of people have heard of the GoPro camera. It's a tiny little camera that fits in the palm of your hand. It was actually designed by a surfer to mount on the tip of his board so he could get footage while he was out surfing. And now people are mounting these cameras on everything. They have head mounts, they have chest mounts, they have car mounts, they have ski mounts. These cameras were designed to go out and do some rough action. And yes, of course, you can even take them underwater because they have attachments for that too. On top of the whole GoPro movement, which has really taken the world by storm, I've been playing with and reading about a lot of different cameras that are so unusual in the way they work. For instance, over Thanksgiving, I was using a camera called the Autographer. It's about half the size of an Altoid mint box. I'm looking at a box of Altoids right now. It's about half that size. You clip it on your shirt, on your hat, on the back of your backpack, and you just let it go. And it takes anywhere from 100 to 200 photos an hour. And it has kind of a wide fisheye lens. So it really captures everything going on around you. I wore this at Thanksgiving and took thousands of photos without touching the camera of my family over Thanksgiving. Now, of course, most of the photos aren't that good. You either discard them or just pick out the ones that are good. But I also got a lot of shots I never would have gotten otherwise because I just wouldn't have bothered to grab for a camera.
Interesting. So that thing is just firing away.
It's just firing away. And then, of course, there's the whole cloud aspect and everything else. And another camera I want to mention is called the Panono. I don't think it's available now. It's on Kickstarter. It's P-A-N-O-N-O. It's either on Kickstarter or Indiegogo. It's more expensive, but it's in the shape of a ball. And you throw it up in the air, and when it hits the apex of the curve, it then takes photos in 360 directions. So it captures a photo of everything going on at that moment. So you can imagine if you're at a family gathering or a picnic or an event, a sporting event or something, out of doors or even indoors, this is a way of literally catching every moment at the moment, and it's also just kind of fun because you're throwing it around.
Yeah, that's unusual. That's extraordinary. I was going to mention that if you go back to, say, the year 2000, the year 2001, we were all crowded in department stores or other electronic stores looking for a camera, a digital camera with the largest number of megapixels. And then just about that time, really good cameras began to be integrated into smartphones. And so then we said, well, we don't need the separate digital camera. It's interesting that we've circled back and maybe we have a separate camera that can do some of these unusual things. You wouldn't want to throw your phone in the air, for example.
And your finger wouldn't be there to snap the photo anyway. I mean, look, I think camera sales are still probably pretty healthy because if you're really serious about photography, even as a hobbyist, there's lots of things you can do with a camera that you can't do with a phone. But I think these are really interesting specialty items. I'll mention one other. It's called the Bolt X3. That's B-U-L-T. And it is a extreme sports helmet, like a bicycle helmet, with a video camera built in. So you can just hit a button on the side of the helmet. And as you go crashing down the hill on your mountain bike or down the hill on your skis or doing whatever you do, it's basically going to be recording whatever your eyes see because as you move your head and your eyes, the camera is going to move with it. I just think this is a great application of technology in ways that we never could have dreamed of catching photography and videos before.
That's WTOP tech guy Greg Stebbins. Read more about all the cameras he mentioned at WTOP.com. Search camera.